Hello, Saints fans, and greetings from the Saints practice field on Airline Drive here at the team headquarters with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly, and welcome into the Saints morning report. Actually, afternoon today, a little quirky schedule here on a Monday during this training camp, as the Saints will practice from 4 p.m. until about 6 or 6:30 today. And hopefully outside, there is a chance of rain in the forecast. But let's hope, John, that the practice stays open, because that means the fans will get another crack at seeing the New Orleans Saints in preparation for this upcoming season.
Well, this will be one of the final two opportunities the fans will get a chance to see the Saints, either today and tomorrow. So hopefully the weather will hold off. Let them get out here and see them.
Speaking of tomorrow's workout, it is now scheduled for 11 a.m. and should go from 1 to 1:30. And if the weather holds, it will be, as John mentioned, the last practice open to the fans here before the season gets underway. There's a preseason game on Thursday. That'll really kind of wrap up the preseason against the Baltimore Ravens. But a good third phase, if you will, against the Indianapolis Colts on Saturday night. The Saints are now 3-0 in the preseason after the 23-17 win. They traveled back to New Orleans after the game and arrived here in New Orleans in the wee hours of the morning. Yesterday was a rest and recovery day for the players, a busy day for coaches and film crews as they broke down all that game tape to present to the players, John, earlier today.
Well, there had to be a lot of good film to view, actually. Now, coaches always say it's never as good as you think it is, and it's never as bad as you think it is, but certainly there were some high points in that Colts game that the Saints can really build on.
All right, so now this week will be a chance for those few remaining roster spots to be battled over. And John, we'll see cuts starting tomorrow, and then the last preseason game on Thursday will help, I guess, Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, Ryan Pace, and that entire staff get down to the magic number, 53. And I'm sure it'll be an active week for those players on the fringe hoping to make this particular roster.
Well, exactly. I mean, there aren't going to be any surprises. There's not going to be anybody to supplant Drew Brees. Nobody's going to knock Jimmy Graham out of a position. But some of these bottom of the roster spots are really reserved to special teamers, and that's where these guys have to make a mark. Hopefully for some of them, they've already made their mark in the first three games, but sometimes it'll come down to that last preseason game.
Yeah, that last preseason game always seems to take a knock, but let's remember those guys that are fighting for those roster spots are going to give it their best, and we'll see, I think, great effort on Thursday against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, this is a team that, of course, the Saints will see later on in the regular season, so while the play calling may be a little vanilla, I think the intensity will be up there, and that backs its way into practices this week, John. I think that what we're going to see today and maybe even tomorrow is a spirited workout for the Saints.
Yeah, they'll be spirited, but mostly what the Saints will be working on is basically themselves and their fundamentals, and maybe even looking forward to the Atlanta game on the first weekend, because this last game, you don't want to show anything, certainly to a future opponent. You want to keep everybody healthy, which is why the majority of the starters probably won't set foot on the field. You just want to get out of it in one piece and healthy.
All right, so a two-hour workout scheduled, hopefully outside today, if not indoor if it starts raining here on this Monday, and then the open practice, the last one, tomorrow. And as John mentioned, all those things, keep that in mind as you view practice and view the highlights that we'll show you later on today during our afternoon wrap. Again, 4 to 6 today, hopefully outside. John and I will be tweeting away, keeping you updated on the social media platforms if the practice remains open to the public. Otherwise, and if it does stay open to the public, we'll be back here with you on NewOrleansSaints.com this evening with our New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and we'll see you after practice.